Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, really being part of the solution. Hey, this is in. Bloomberg does it. No, he really did it. I guess he won in American Samoa. Most of you don't even know where that is. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He's just heard in the news feed. Mayor Bloomberg, ex-mayor, little Mikey as we've come to know him and love him. Oh, maybe not so much love him, but come to know him anyway. Little Mikey has decided the that the he needs to rethink this presidential run of his. That it's not quite working out the way he thought it was going to work out. So somebody from within has said, you know, they're going to meet on Wednesday and they're going to decide where they need to be, what they should be doing. And I am sure, I would love to hear his suspension speech, right? Really, seriously. And you know, he's suspending his election because his presidential run. Because simply put, nobody likes me. No, he won't say that. You know, he won't say that. But he's so mad, he'll spend all kinds of money trying to get somebody else in. And he won't care what they do to the country. He won't care whether it's Bernie Sanders or Joe, don't know where I'm at or what I'm running for, Biden. And if you think about this, the Democrats are all about, again, more help. Right? More government intrusion into your lives. Now, Bloomberg said he would help whoever gets the nomination. If you think about this, will it be? What if it's Sanders? He says Sanders can't beat Trump. So to show you that the Democrats actually have no math skills whatsoever, why don't you think about something? 330 million Americans. If we spent $3.3 trillion per year, we would only be able to spend an average of about $10,000 per person on health care. Now, the current annual health care expenditures are about $3.4 trillion. We spend about $4.5 trillion. Now, anybody taking notes here? Anybody figure this one out yet? This won't work. It can't work. Right? If we doubled every American's... Now... Take notes, because this is going to pertain to you. If we doubled every American's income tax rate, now some people would pay about 80% of their income. We'd still only have, what is it? I'm reading two things. $6.8 trillion. All right. $6.8 trillion. Now, Bernie's offering free child care, free college. Now, the free child care is going to cost about $200 billion, $250 billion. Free college is going to cost almost $2 trillion. Right? Loan forgiveness, that's about $400 billion, along with a bunch of other not free programs on top of the already high health care spending, right? We're looking at adding $6 trillion a year to the bottom line. Now, let me go back in case you weren't paying attention before, right? If we doubled every American's income tax rate, some people would pay 80% of their income, we'd still only take in $6.8 trillion. Anybody home? So, he's talking about spending $6 trillion of the $6.8 that we would take in, and every American would be double taxed, maybe more. And, you know, who is going to do that? Who is up for that? And these aren't phantom numbers. These are all figures you can find in Google. Not in Joe Messinaville, but actually in Google. So there's three situations going on here. Or one of three situations, right? Bernie's either totally incompetent, doesn't have a clue. Bernie's a liar. Or he is knowingly preying on the ignorance of his supporters for personal gain. I mean, can somebody give me something else? Anything else? There really isn't any other potential result other than those. I would believe that Bernie's just simply incompetent. That's really what it boils down to. Look, he's a socialist. The money doesn't mean anything because it's not going to cost him a nickel. He's going to take that from your money and my money. When it comes to socialism and or communism, we don't get the benefit of that. We'll never get the benefit of that. He doesn't care about you. He only cares about when you're at that level, you only care about maintaining power. That's really what it boils down to. You look at things like, look at California, what's going on here. The Democrats run this state. The Republicans have virtually no power at the state level. Now, California state budget is $222 billion. Now, some of you may have to take your shoes and socks off of this. Back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. If you listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I told you, last week was CPAC week, but you know what? I wanted to get in as many interviews as I could without actually, you know, having to do it live and having problems with transmissions and that kind of stuff. So I decided to do, you know, a whole bunch of pre-records, which is a good thing. And now I'm going to bring them to you clean and cut, and you're able to hear them. So one of the first ones I did is Dr. Dana Cheng. She's with Chinese News, or China News, and she's going to give us the real scoop on what's going on with the coronavirus. We're back at it. We're at CPAC 2020. I do that because I keep forgetting sometimes. I put the wrong years that I've been here. So, you know, a lot happened here, a lot going on. It took me about 35 minutes to get through the Secret Service this morning because Vice President Pence is going to be here. And it was amazing. I think I walked more through that line than I've walked in the last 5 years on my own. It was just kind of crazy. But I always appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I've got Dr. Dana Cheng. You're the senior editor for China News, right?
China News.
Okay, and you grew up in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where supposedly the coronavirus started. Now, I don't know anything about it other than what I've read.
Mm-hmm.
I do this every day. I've got some friends that are involved in Chinese politics. They have told me that this has been going on for quite some time. This didn't happen 2 months ago or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Will you shed some light on what you know about this and what you know has been going on with this?
As far as I heard, the first case reported so far is December 1st. That's
right.
December 1st. But there are some weird things going on before that. So for coronavirus, someone can have the virus and will not show any symptom for many days.
Okay.
For maybe 14 days, maybe 24 days, maybe longer.
Wow.
And there are cases. And that's why it's very hard to control the spreading, because someone can look totally normal without being aware of anything and is actually spreading the virus.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Chinese government, though, again, they're there's rumors that this comes from animals, wild animals, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Others are saying this might have been released through a lab, some type of experiment. What can you tell us, or what do you know?
Well, actually, there is a paper on the Western medical magazine, that reported the first case. The first case, the patient had no exposure to that wet market, so the wet market will not be the seafood market will not be the only source. Actually, the first exposure was not that market, so it's not clear where it is from, and people raise questions, especially about that lab, because Communist Party always, control the information.
Yep.
And actually, people have become the victim of the information control. When the virus started, the local government did not report, for a while. And then when it's reported to the Beijing, it took them a while to decide to alert the public. They don't want to look bad. And they consider their power, their security of the power, mm-hmm. is more important than people's lives. So so that itself, like 5 days before Wuhan was locked down, there was a big banquet. Like 40,000 families gathered together. That involved 130,000 people.
Wow.
So how deadly that can spread. And that community become a heavily infected area. And that shows the immediate result of information control. And in fact, 20 days before the lockdown, the government already alerted military college to guard their gate.
Interesting. It's a whole different way of living. People don't realize what it's like to live in China, how controlled it is. And even now with the recent changes to government, when it comes to, are they even going to have elections anymore? Because he's president has kind of appointed himself dictator, has he not?
Oh, ever since the communists took over China, there hasn't been any election.
Uh-huh.
So that they feel very insecure. They always want to control.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they always try to cover. And even today, the number they publicize number, the number of infection, the number of deaths, every day, but those numbers are not real.
No. No, I've heard that from several sources. I mean, where do you think they're closer to?
For example, we communicated with people at the funeral homes. They used to operate only 4 hours a day. Right now it's 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And there are not enough people that can handle all the dead bodies. They send the funeral home workers from other provinces going to Wuhan to help. And so the death number is way beyond what the government published. And according to our conversation, only 7% get reported into the government number. That means the death number can be around 40,000. And infected number can be
wow
over a million.
My God.
Over a million.
Yep.
Yeah.
And again, we've known this for years. Certain governments, certain officials, they keep a lot of information from us. But I've always suspected China in these areas where they don't want to look bad. And this is how they paint themselves. And I don't know. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be an easier way for us to make sure that that we're protected from these kind of things.
Well, this time is a threat to the whole world.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Dana, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me, and I'll look more into the China news. I wasn't aware of the publication, but now I am, so I'll check into it.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. You know, you get to meet a lot of interesting people there at CPAC, and people from different walks of life. Since I've been going there, I always look for the groups that are outside the mainstream, outside of what we believe to be, you know, the big names, if you would. And not that we can't get some of them. We can get some of them, but most of them are looking for, you know, the bigger broadcasters, right? But I've had, I don't know, the gays and lesbians for Trump. I have had atheists for Trump. I mean, I've had all kinds of groups on. And if you want to go back and get yesterday's show, we actually had conservatives against capital punishment on, which was a very interesting conversation. Joe Bucini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to gcnlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to gcnlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our coverage continues of Super Tuesday as voters in 14 states went to the primary polls today. With a look at what's shaping up to be a big night for Joe Biden, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont and Colorado. Right now, Texas and Minnesota, too close to call.
Thank you, Robin. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking forward to next Tuesday's primary in Michigan, saying at a town hall in Detroit this evening, she's the woman who can beat Donald Trump.
I'm fighting back! Fighting back is an act of patriotism!
About a third of the primary delegates are up for grabs in today's balloting, California with the most at 415. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt.
$1,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Please answer the question.
Now we are. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with us. Thank you so much for taking the time to be, just be with us, to pay attention, to listen, to be involved in the conversation. For me, it's a big deal because I so much appreciate it. I really do. You know, Bernie Sanders is cleaning up all over the place, which is really funny. Well, I think it's funny anyway. You know, here's a man that just, where were you people missing it? That's my question here. It was just last year his wife, right, was being investigated about a shady deal she did for $10 million at Burlington College. We'll talk more about that later on. Right now, I want to get the Cam Edwards came on with me at CPAC to discuss the Second Amendment out of Virginia and what kind of trouble they're actually in. Take a listen. Here at the CPAC 2020, I always have a good time when I'm here. I get to meet some great people, and I believe I have a lot of fun, too, while I'm at it. Cam Edwards is with me, and he's covered the Second Amendment for more than 15 years as a broadcasted online journalist, as well as a co-author of Heavy Lifting, Grow Up, Get a Job, Start a Family, and Other No, I can't say that. Manly. Can we say manly?
You can say it.
I mean, well,
it's all right.
We're in D.C., though.
Yeah, nobody's around. Just whisper. Just other
manly advice. And you live in Farmville, Virginia.
Yes, which
and
is a real
Second
place.
And you're a Second Amendment advocate. Are they like constantly picketing your home? And
no, that would be a very unwise choice, I think. Yeah. Plus, they don't get out to Farmville. They typically stay in like Northern Virginia. You know,
they get no cell service, so they decide maybe that's not where I need to be.
Right? They start hearing the banjo music in the background, and they turn around and they drive back to the city.
That's what I'd have. I'd have little speakers hidden in the woods with that kind of music. So, Cam, I mean, all right, so you've been defending or covering the Second Amendment for over 15 years. Did you, when you started all of this, when you started to think about this, did you really think we would be where we're at today?
No. And it's interesting because, you know, I didn't think we'd have 15 states that are constitutional carry. I didn't think that we would have 18 million concealed carry holders. I didn't think that we would have 15 years ago the Heller decision or the McDonnell decision that, you know, protects our right to keep and bear arms. On the other hand, I also didn't think that we would have an anti-gun billionaire who is, you know, dropping at point now $500 million in a bid to become president. I didn't think that we would see the state of Virginia passing, you know, a half dozen gun control measures and narrowly defeating a sweeping gun and magazine ban. So for both the positive and the negative, No, I don't think that I could have seen where we would be in 2020 when I started covering this issue back in 2004.
You know, we talk about, I grew up in Boston, okay? Now, we wanted guns for different reasons, but anyway, I grew up in Boston. And
born in Andover, by the way.
I was born in the north end of Boston.
Okay.
Right? Two blocks from the Old North Church. And I tell people, you're walking into history. You know, you're walking around with it, and you really don't appreciate it till later on. But the reality is, you know, in Virginia, when you think of Virginia, you think of the freedom, freedom of speech and freedom to carry guns and all this.
Is give me liberty or give me death? It is.
When somebody starts talking about, you know, Virginia now, you know, you probably won't even be able to own a water pistol if it keeps going the way it's going. And, you know, not partial birth abortion, but after birth abortion for all intents and purposes. What is it in the air? What's happened? What's happened to you people?
No, and that's the sad thing. And this was preventable. I do believe that this is fixable, but Virginia is the canary in the coal mine for the rest of America. If you don't think it can happen in your state, you are wrong. Because what happened was we had our legislature flip very narrowly, right? We went from a 21-19 Republican majority to a 21-19 Democrat majority.
Wow.
We went from a two-seat Republican majority in the House to, I believe, a 7 or 8 seat Democrat majority in the House. And Michael Bloomberg came in. He targeted about 24 or so suburban swing districts around the state, flooded those districts with cash, bought up all the airtime, didn't win every one of those races, but won enough to flip the legislature. Now he's taking that playbook and he's bringing it to states like Texas,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, if they're able to flip 9 seats in the Texas State House, Democrats take control of the State House in Texas. And then, instead of pro-gun lawmakers, you have the same gun ban bills that we had to beat back in Virginia. You got the same universal background check, red flag bill, and everything else. They don't need 80% of the electorate. They need 51%.
Right.
Right? And in Virginia, statewide, in all of our legislative races, if less than 6,000 voters had changed their vote in all of these districts, Republicans would still be in charge. They did not win a sweeping mandate, but they won enough to take control, and that's all that they needed.
Well, you heard Bloomberg the other night. Pretty much admitted. I mean, he had to chew on his own tongue because it was just coming out like
he was right the first time.
Oh, yeah.
He bought the 2018 election.
Oh, he did?
He bought Virginia, and he wants to buy Texas. He wants to buy other states around the country to enact his agenda. He's got a lot of help from anti-gun activists and anti-gun politicians. It's not Bloomberg alone, but this is their plan. This is their M.O., and they think that they were successful in Virginia, and they can do this anywhere they want now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they've been working, but they're in it for the long game. We Republicans aren't. I mean, my joke with the Republicans is we find somebody to run for Congress 4 months before Election Day.
Right.
We don't groom people. We don't hang in there. You know, look at 15 years, they flipped Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Right? California, it's been 20 years. It's totally run by Democrats. They don't need, Republicans can show up, but they can't do anything.
Right.
You know? And you talk about some really whack gun laws. You've got them coming out of California.
Yeah. But, you know, even in California, I think you've seen an overreach with AB5. It's not a gun issue, but I think AB5 has now all of a sudden got a lot of people who are in the middle or consider themselves progressives taking another look at Democrats saying, what are you doing to my livelihood? What are you doing to my career?
Yeah.
And I think the same is going to happen in Virginia. You know, these Democrats ran on a campaign of, we're going to protect your kids. You want your kids to be safe in school. Now they're passing all of these gun control laws that have nothing to do with school safety.
Right.
But they're also passing legislation that's going to end mandatory reporting of crimes in school. So things like sexual battery, violation of protection orders, schools will not have to report those violations to law enforcement.
Wow.
That's not going to protect kids. And I think that we do have the ability. You're right. We are really bad about organizing because we're a bunch of rugged individualists, right? We're not conformists.
You're right.
But listen, no matter how much you hate politics, Politicians are interested in you, and you better be just as good at playing politics and being engaged in politics as the other side is, or we lose. It's just that simple.
I tell people, they'll say, you know what? We're all going to get involved in politics. I go, really? You get taxes taken out of your paycheck? You're involved in politics, okay? Because they're the ones that decide how much money they're going to take out of your paycheck. And if you keep going the way you're going, you're going to lose about 90% of that number.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, the way things are going. But so again, you know, we always like to talk about what's going on, what's going wrong. My attitude is that conservatives better wake up, okay, step up, and start looking at the people around you and who you're electing into these offices. Right now in my district back in California, we've got a staunch veteran who is a constitutionalist, and he's running, and he was building up steam, and he's got things going for him. And not only did the party come against him because they felt like he was too conservative for California, but Nancy Pelosi's pumping him, putting up negative stuff against him and putting up positive stuff against his Republican challenger because they know they can beat the other guy. They know what they're doing, and they know how to lay this out.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't play like that, though.
We don't. I mean, listen, we are idealists. I think that many of us, we just look at politics and say, it's dirty and it's gross and I don't want anything to do with it. But again, they want everything to do with you. So that really isn't an option, you know, and you're absolutely right. We have to be engaged. We have to be involved. And we have to really try to move that needle. You know, the other side is very good, as you talk about that incremental progress, right? And if they can't get everything they want and they can only get 10% of what they want, well, they'll take that 10% and they'll come back the next year and they'll try to take a little bit more.
Yeah.
We oftentimes let perfect be the enemy of good. Right, and if we can't get everything exactly the way we want it, well, then we're just going to stand here and we're going to stomp our feet. And no, that's how we lose.
We're going to protest.
That's how we lose. So my watchword in 2020 is effective. I want to be the most effective that we can possibly be in defense of our rights and in defense of our liberties. That's just absolutely the number one priority.
Kim, how do people help you? How do they reach out and help you?
Sure. Website is bearingarms.com. You can visit there each and every day. I also host the Bearing Arms Cam and Company podcast. You can find that at Town Hall Media on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts. You can become a VIP member of bearingarms.com. And if you want to support, just the grassroots activism that I'm doing in Virginia, patreon.com/CamEdwards.
Great. Perfect. All right, Cam. Thanks. I appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, thank you, man. It was really good talking with you today.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a minute. A lot more from CPAC 2020 right after a few commercials.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, hey, mambo, mambo, Italian.
We are back.
Mambo, mambo.
This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get at it because, CPAC was there for 3 days last week and got a whole bunch of great interviews. And I thought you'd like to hear from some of these people, right? So we got Chris Hoek now with a Newsbusters. Take a listen.
Going to have some fun in it this time. We're coming to you again from CPAC 2020. I always appreciate it. I hate getting ready to come out here, but when I get here, I usually have a pretty good time. We've got Curtis Hoek on with me. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters. And, first of all, thanks for being with me.
No problem. I appreciate it.
And putting up with the little technical issues here this morning. You know, one of the things that I keep hearing about is this media bias thing. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know if you paid attention to the news, but there is no media bias. Were you aware of that, Chris?
Yeah. If you watch
the whole, like, lean forward stuff, and truth is more important now than ever, and if something's pants on fire, then it must be false, and this, that, and the other. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible.
What's really incredible, though, I got to tell you something. You can watch something on TV. You can see it. The news outlet is playing the video, and what they're reporting is exactly opposite of what you're seeing on the video. I just find that amazing. How are they getting people to buy this?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunately, people, you know, they're not living and breathing this because they have real jobs. They're out there in real America. They're not like you and I who this is. We do for a living what a lot. Yeah, we do for a living what a lot of people do have as a hobby, which is great. It's just unfortunate that, you know, people only have so much time as they should to be able to consume the news and check the headlines, and you have a lot of liberal media outlets that take advantage of that. I think that people, instead of these quick hits, they're getting fed these talking points that too often mirror, you know, whatever's going on or whatever narrative that they want to shape. You know, like the most recent examples are the coronavirus, you know, as if the virus's feelings in response to what they think Donald Trump is saying, or, because the government isn't funded to the same levels that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say it should be.
Oh, but they've always known how to. They've got a special printing press. They print money as they go. They don't really care, you know, about what's happening. So, you know, and that rolls right into this election cycle. When you think about what's happening in the news and the news cycle, Uncle Joe, he was so far ahead, nobody's going to be able to catch him, and people should be dropping out.
Yeah, why try?
You? And there's nothing wrong with him, even though when he's in Vermont, he thinks he's in New Hampshire and what have you. And I'm more than happy to cast a vote for him for Senate. I just didn't know he was running for Senate.
I know. That's
for president.
And
the bias you see, though, but the media is covering for him big time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like they really feel we're so ignorant, we're so out of it, that we're going to believe everything they say. I don't know how you fix that. I don't know how you get people to really pay attention.
Yeah, there's a number of problems. It's a sense of entitlement, I think, absolutely, that with all of his loyal years, both in the Senate and with the Obama administration, that they almost seem like they have to give it to him. But what's interesting is the Democratic primary electorate is saying, well, no, actually, you know, this is a real race. There are debates, there are candidates, and people are showing with their votes that, yeah, we're gonna consider the other candidates. We're going to look at, at different points in this campaign, they looked at Elizabeth Warren, they looked at Amy Klobuchar, they've looked at Mike Bloomberg, and is now the front runner Bernie Sanders as well. So that's interesting from our perspective to see now with Bernie Sanders as the front runner and having a pretty good chance to seal up this nomination. I feel like what became good, solid points by the news media looking at how much is this going to cost? How are his proposals going to work? How feasible is this? He's praised, every dictator in the book, about, you know, the Castro brothers, Ortega, you name it, over the Soviet Union. Loves the trains and the subway system in the Soviet, you know, former Soviet Union.
And loved how they treated the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I thought the education system, very, very impressive. Youth programs! But you're slowly starting to see the turn here. You see a lot of Never Trumpers and you know, some journalists now starting to make the pivot that, oh my gosh, I hate Donald Trump so much. Wait, be really, this is, you know, it's binary, you know, it's very yes or no, and not Trump is Bernie Sanders for them. So, you know, everybody's saying they won't fall in line, but I think they will.
Well, listen, I'm watching some of those major news outlets not really loving on Bernie. I mean, they're talking about you can't print money fast enough to pay for the programs you want. This is coming out of CNN and MSNBC and ABCDEFG. So I think they're afraid of him. I think they're afraid he has a real chance of getting in, and they don't want him. But you're right.
At some point,
that switch is going to get flicked, and they're going to have to get in line with him or else.
Yeah, all will be forgiven, and they'll just move right along, just like this primary season that we're in right now never happened. Though I don't know about some people like Chris Matthews, you know, people that are older remember communism, they remember the Cuban Revolution, they remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that's what stood out.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. He's been blasted for that, and he kind of had this
from his own people
apology, I was wrong. But then, the debate this past week, in the spin room with the candidates that he was able to speak with afterward, many of the questions, with the exception of Elizabeth Warren talking about her weird obsession with Mike Bloomberg, were framed in the way of being anti-Bernie.
Right.
Which, I mean, and all that Chris has been saying is accurate. Totally accurate.
Right.
Talking about, you know, how he as a young person grew up fearful of, you know, what was going on during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yep.
And seeing the video or the pictures of dead body, people being executed by the Castro regime. And then match that with what Bernie Sanders has said over the course of his life. And those things totally don't square. And that's just, you know, within the realm of foreign policy views. You know, you look at what he wants to do domestically. You know, what's to say that if he would try to do those things, that A, the Senate won't do it, that the Senate wouldn't pass it in the House, and B, you know, what's to say that corporations and businesses aren't just going to move their money offshore?
Well, this is why it's so important. I keep telling people, you can't just reelect Trump. You have to give him the Senate and the House. I mean, look at how long it's taken to build a wall that's effective, that's working.
Right.
And, you know, now, do you notice that they're not out there screaming anymore, a wall won't work, because they can't fight the real numbers.
Right,
right.
Yeah. And Jim Acosta had that moment where he was saying, oh, I don't see anything. There's nobody coming here because you're standing in front of the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought it was great. So when you really get down to it, how are you going to be able to reach the young people? How are you going to be the younger people? Because, you know, that's what Bernie's done. Bernie has done, you know, he got free everything, including housing. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see everybody standing behind him is under 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's definitely true. The one caveat I will say is, you know, social behavior when it comes to political science has shown that, yes, again, we still have yet to see an election where the youth vote turns out in the way that it's been predicted, that people think it will.
That's true.
And that's the problem.
Yep.
Is people want to make these predictions, but it's like until we actually see it, you don't want to actually make the prediction and be proven wrong. We saw that in 2016. So I think for us, from our perspective with Newsbusters, everybody knows the news bias. So what we try to do is provide people numbers saying that 90% negative, there's no coverage of this or that, or
right.
his views on fracking about how it would cost trillions of dollars to the economy, it would affect jobs, it would be disastrous to
right.
stop all the fracking in this country, and the exporting, and there's an element of foreign policy to that as well. And that's just one topic that I think that we at Newsbusters try to keep the public informed about by providing people actual numbers and figures about, you know, lack thereof of coverage. Because as Ari Fleischer likes to point out in a lot of his media hits, that it's often the bias that you don't see that is often the worst. You know, saying Trump's terrible and everything else and allowing people to die is one thing, but it's also another thing to talk about how things like that aren't being covered. And that's one thing where the major newspapers, I think, have been effective. New York Times and The Washington Post have both done stories about Bernie Sanders and his views on energy and how disastrous that would be in swing states. And that affects people. That affects young people,
well,
too.
That's where we need to make a big deal out of the fact that look how many people have gone back to work since President Trump has rolled back some of these crazy, you know, not the sane ones, but the crazy regulations from the EPA. And here we got Bernie Sanders and others on that stage that walk and say, we're going to shut down coal, we're going to shut down fracking, we're going to shut down natural. You know, wait a minute. You're going to put millions of people out of work, and somehow that's going to make the economy better.
Yeah, right. That's not a left or right issue.
No.
It's whether you have a job to mortgage payments to, if you're a young person, buying an engagement ring, you know, buying a house. Those things are real. That's not left or right, Joe.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just, things are, that becomes bigger than our discussion here about who's up, who's down in the political world.
I love those arguments, though, because I how do they sit there with a straight face? Anyway,
you can't. Yeah.
Curtis, tell people how to get more information on Newsbusters.
Newsbusters.org, and we're at Newsbusters on Twitter, at the MRC, and I'm at Curtis Houck.
All right, Kurt. Always a pleasure to have
Anytime,
you with
Joe.
Me. Really. You know, and I love Newsbusters. I use your stories all the time.
That's great.
I steal them on a regular basis, and they know that. I guess they're okay with it. I haven't got a phone call yet, anyway. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to get more into the election results. We'll do some CPAC stuff, too. But we get more into the election results when we come back from the break at the top of the hour. You know, I hope to be joined the next hour by David Sussman and maybe a few others to talk about what is going on. I mean, it's the surprise numbers that we're seeing coming in. I do not believe. I'm having a hard time believing. Got a little heartburn going on over here. there with Bernie Sanders leading in Texas. Now, there was a comment made earlier that most of the inner city, or most of the big cities, are the ones that have been counted so far. So, maybe we're way early in. Again, Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back.